This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I lied. Rockets, Warriors tonight, 9 p.m. I will say, though, I take my responsibility. Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to let you off the hook.
But also, there's a number of publications that have different start times on this one.
Depending on where you go, tonight's game starts at 7, 7:30, 8, or 9.
Now, are they doing this because of the game, the previous game?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Try to cover all grounds? No, just in case?
I have no idea. But yeah. No, ultimately, you get it 9 because you basically, if you're starting on a weeknight, mm-hmm. you got two windows. So you'll get your East Coast window and your West Coast window. And, of course, the Rockets are going to be in that West Coast window, especially playing in San Francisco. But, yeah, there you go. Rockets at 9. Let's get to the question of the day. Inspired by a social media post that was just, you had to know that they regretted it immediately. It didn't go down immediately. It stayed up for a little while. But what was a time that you said or did something that you immediately
Explain the post again. Because some of our listeners may not have been listening.
Correct. So the New England Patriots had pick number 257 in this year's NFL draft, which is the final pick of the draft. And the player that is selected there is frequently referred to as
Mr. Irrelevant.
That is right. Brock Purdy notably was one time Mr. Irrelevant. And so, you know, it ends up being kind of a thing of sorts in a weird way where it's a position that, let's be frank, typically people don't actually care about. However, we found a way to make this something you care about. And of course, I imagine that any team is going to post about all their selections. But the final selection of this particular draft is a gentleman. He is a defensive back, and his name is Kobe Miner. All right, Kobe Miner. That is pertinent here because the New England Patriots put up a graphic. I saw this on Twitter. I imagine it might have been elsewhere as well. But they have Kobe Miner in his Memphis jersey, right, where he played. And he is out there backpedaling. And they have Mr. Irrelevant all big on it. And, you know, it says New England Patriots, defensive back, all that's fine and good. Now, the caption that the Patriots decided to go with this says, a minor, in reference to Not Like Us, a song by Kendrick Lamar. It was part of a big beef that happened last year, if you did not know. One of the cruxes of the beef was claiming that a fellow recording artist, Drake, was some level of, can I say this on air?
Yeah.
Some level of pedophile?
And so,
the PDF. Yes. And so, with that being the case, I feel like that's an association that you didn't want to make in that moment, not for the Patriots in general, but then also that sucks for that dude in particular, doesn't it?
I'm not excited at all.
I was like, that is the time where you don't need the pop culture reference.
And just imagine, I'm sure he got teased as a kid with that name anyway.
Yes.
Like, oh, are you a minor or all that stuff?
Yeah.
It's probably worse since that song came out.
So decisions you immediately regretted.
Yes.
Another one happened in Atlanta. The son of the defensive coordinator, is his name Jax Ulbrich?
Yes, it is.
Prank called Shedeur Sanders and told, you know, and acting as if he was getting drafted, which, by the way, that's just the dumbest thing ever. Something that you immediately regretted. For me, both of them, I kind of feel, you know, a little bit, not vindicated, but understandable. Both of them happened when I was like in high school. So you're dumb in high school, right? Everybody's dumb in high school. The first one I've mentioned on this show before, I had a buddy whose father owned or managed a creamery, like ice cream, milk, eggs, all that stuff. So we went in there. He had the key. And we went in there, got about 10 dozen eggs. and started driving around, cruising around, tossing eggs at various things.
Mm.
And some idiot
can't do that in 2025.
No, you can't. But some idiot in the front seat, his name was Raymond Castillo.
What? What is up with y'all just putting people's full governments out on blast here? That's crazy.
Started tossing at cars going in the same direction as we were.
Can't do that.
Wow.
And he tossed a few at one car. Next thing we heard was a couple of gunshots. And
correct. Yeah. Look, that's generally something that should be in the back of your mind, mm-hmm. as you never know what people are toting with them, and mm-hmm. so act accordingly. But especially on the road, like when people are driving, there's just a level of irritability that is a different level than in other circumstances. So that is wild.
That was one. And we ended up spending the night in our car until about 3 a.m. In an alley behind a movie theater, making sure they were gone. Just sitting there talking BSing the whole time. And then the other one is kind of similar to Seth's. I was out, I think I was already in college, but I was back at home and had some beers with some buddies watching Monday Night Football. I remember it very distinctly. I got home and my dad was up and waited for me. And I did that stupid, you know, as you're coming of age type thing, where he said something and I don't even remember what I said, but I kind of smarted off and chested up to him.
Well, you thought you was too big?
Yeah, I kind of put my chest out a little bit. Yeah, that didn't take. that didn't last. He was still the boss.
That's right. And I guess I don't envy the fathers in particular that have that moment with, I imagine, their sons in particular.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh no. I have to, like,
now I got to kick your ass.
I got to let you know. Someone is still the man around these parts. And let me tell you, it's not you, brother.
A decision you immediately regret.
It is not you. From the 281 on the text line, they said, got in an argument with a girlfriend and dropped, no wonder everyone you know was an alcoholic, on her. Bad time. Oh, bad choice at the time, but she was awful, so it worked out. Okay, that's not too bad on the backside. But yeah, man, there's sometimes you just let out that thought that you should have just left as a thought.
Yep.
That is not a good one. For me, one of the ones that comes to mind, just it happened in middle school. And it's just, you know, I try to view myself as a relatively moral person to try mm-hmm. and do the right thing. And so, you know, middle school, people be fine sometimes. It's mm-hmm. just the nature of putting a whole bunch of kids in the same place. And, you know, sometimes things happen. So at one point, I called myself being a good person, where folks were on, you know, mm-hmm. somebody decided they was fighting, and I was like, nah, y'all should not be doing this. So I got in there and I tried to break up the fight.
Oh man,
don't do that.
And then you get the teacher that comes through, or the, you know, and hey, all y'all coming up, like, I was breaking up, I was trying to stop that. Me and you are on the same team.
Hey, that's
lady.
Rule number one, man.
Me and
rule
you,
number one.
Your name should have been Bennett.
And it started to be after I learned, because and I want this noted. Multiple people also testified and verified to the fact that I wasn't no problem.
You get in trouble?
I was trying to. Yes, I got in school suspension for that.
Oh, man.
For trying to stop a fight. And I was like, let that be the last time I step between somebody else's business. Like that became, I remember that to my core. I remember sitting in school suspension, looking at this nonsense and being like, all right, I have learned my lesson fully. Don't call me for. Don't expect me to do nothing.
Yeah, he was a good kid, man.
I was trying.
There was no way in hell I'm stepping in between anybody. I was not even girls.
I was trying to be a good human being, and they went ahead and punished me out of it. And I was like, okay, y'all got it.
It's a cold world, man.
That's right.
It's a cold world.
From the 346 instant regret back in the day, 610 website used to have the babe of the day. Sent the babe of the day pic to the head of HR instead of their coworker. Oh, no.
And HR was a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. That is tough.
Man, so mine was, I ain't going to say who it was or anything, but we were out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I saw her father, who was married to her mother at the time, mm-hmm. but they was going through some things. And he walked into the restaurant with another woman.
Oh
no!
He was in there, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, I better not say nothing because I know she gonna go and call her mom.
Yeah.
And what do I do? Hey, is that your dad?
No,
right there?
Oh, no.
And what did she do? Call her mom.
Call her mother.
I looked up. looked down at my food, looked up, her mom was right there.
Oh, wow.
She got there quick.
She got there so fast.
Oh, my God.
And it was a big scene.
Oh, a legit scene.
Yes.
And you couldn't even go nowhere because you was part of the party.
I was eating. I was
going to leave my
food. I ain't about to leave my food.
Dinner and a show, apparently, is what
like,
you got.
I'm like, oh, still to this day, I'm like, man, I shouldn't have said nothing.
So apparently what we're learning.
His old spot.
What we're learning and the lesson that myself and Figgy definitely learned is don't try and be a good Samaritan, apparently.
I was just like, hey, that's your dad right there.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Is with another woman.
That is not my mom.
Yep. And she thought it was kind of funny. Let me tell her mom. And I was just like, no, do not do that. She is not going to think it's funny. And of course, she did not think it was funny. And it was a big scene up there, man.
Yeah. They say you was just being messy. Some more texts that came in. Growing up, or actually this is on the YouTube page. Shout out Joseph. Growing up, I knew better than chesting up to my dad while he was alive. He was a master level jujitsu black belt and taught army.
A fool.
You better not have had that moment.
With all due respect.
But a lot of kids do that, right about high school age.
It is a rite of passage. Yeah.
I might be the only kid. I never.
You never tried your pops.
Yeah.
Wow. Nope.
We always been good money anyway.
Yeah.
But when he yell at you, this is known in the family. When Eddie yell at you, mm-hmm. you wrong.
Yeah.
No matter what you did. Like my mama used to always yell for the hell of it. Where it just kind of go out of one ear through the other. When Eddie yell at you, you
knew what time it was.
You
know it landed. It stuck with you.
Yes.
That is my favorite subsection of the immediately knew that you were wrong, or like the F around and find out. Is the time that you tried your pops.
Yeah.
Is always one of the very fun ones. Sean said he muttered SOB to his old man one time.
Oh, Lord.
First and last time he ever cussed at his pops directly. Woke up on the floor minutes later. Oh, wow. Very good. From the 281, during boot camp, there was a Filipino drill sergeant with a very thick accent. He started yelling at us, and I could not understand him and started laughing. Oh, no.
Yeah, well.
Oh, no. Because them drill sergeants get off on trying to give me a reason. That is what they, like, their name should be Sergeant Give Me a Reason. That's what they are on. Keep sending those in right here.
I had to regret on, I think I was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess everybody got in trouble where we had to eat lunch quietly.
Yeah.
And somebody did something funny and I laughed. And this gym teacher was like, Gilliard, something funny? And I'm like, I was like, yeah.
Yes. Otherwise, I would not be laughing.
He was like, you ain't going outside.
I had to stay.
I had no recess for a whole week.
He took away yard privileges. That's
crazy. I was being honest. I'm like, something was funny.
Yes, it was. It was.
And what did you learn?
Yep.
Next time,
lie. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. from the 713, I regret the Texans and Jack Easterby.
Yeah, fair.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. All right, keep sending those in on the text line. You're listening to In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Obviously, the draft wrapped up, so a lot of NFL things happening this weekend. And, of course, we'd be remiss if we did not talk about the story of the draft. What the hell happened there with Shedeur Sanders? We'll do that next.